Who foots the bill to move power lines when a road gets widened? Miami Senator Ana Terry Flores says local governments should pay for utility costs instead of the utility company and its users. Flores says the matter boils down to property rights, that is, limiting the area in which counties can construct utility lines.
And nobody should be able to come in and just take away my property right, whether I am a private entity or a public entity or whoever I am, and just be able to take it away without compensation.
But critics of the bill say the plans could short-circuit existing projects. Cape Coral Commissioner Jim Birch says his city was ground zero for the housing crisis, and they're only now getting back on their feet.
But we are in what we call capital catch-up. We're still trying to catch up and put wheels on our police cars.
But others say that cities should pay for their own growth and expansion. Umatilla Republican Senator Alan Hayes says utility customers in one city shouldn't be charged when another city widens its roads.
I'm sorry, sir. You know, if you want to dance, you got to pay the fiddler yourself. Don't ask me to pay for it.
Senator Flores's bill would clarify boundaries of the right-of-way and charge the government for relocation costs along public roads. The bill heads to the floor after passing in the Senate Fiscal Policy Committee Thursday. Its House companion has not had a hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.